This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour, and it is Tuesday, the 18th of April. Hardly a man is, remember that? I actually didn't read the Paul Revere's, remember, let me, Kara Schillen, who's with me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, hello. Back in your, maybe, junior high school days, maybe high school, learned the poem, the famous ride, the midnight ride of Paul Revere. That was what was a part of the day in Boston yesterday because of the running of the marathon, and I haven't read it on the air. Gee, maybe I should do that in this hour. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. I'm feeling, however, somewhat patriotic today, looking around at all the things that are going on that reflect fairly well on America. However, the situation in Cleveland does not fare well, bode well, doesn't make us look good. Here we have yet another random killing spree. Well, that's the allegation. I'm not too sure I understand. I didn't talk about this yesterday because normally I don't want to even have a conversation about stuff like that because I don't think it's productive. I don't think it gets anywhere. And you could say to me, okay, Doug, well, what's the difference between today and yesterday as to what happened with this fellow? His name is Steve Stevens. He's 37 years old. People don't know where he is. If you don't know the story, he's a suspect in the random killing of a retired person that was posted on Facebook. And this man made, I'm talking about Stevens, made his living mentoring teenagers in Cleveland. But his life appeared to be unraveling under the weight of gambling debts and trouble with his girlfriend. So there are a number of rambling videos that he shared that showed how desperate he was. He said he was out of options. He wanted to kill as many innocent people as he could. Where do people get these ideas? How does this fit into somebody's brain that it's the way to do, to deal with your frustrations, your anger, your hurt? Authorities haven't found any evidence that he killed anybody else, because he's claimed that he's killed, what, up to 13 people, I think. The manhunt stretches all over the place, but there are a lot of people who think he's still in Ohio. And so the frustration with this stuff and the way it's being takes my breath away. The way the news media is handling this, there's a nationwide search over this guy. $50,000 reward, information leading to the capture, prosecution, the same lingo as usual. So what he did was post a video of himself killing this foundry worker who had 10 children. 10 children. And in it he said, quote, "I snapped, I just snapped." And so,
and he had no idea who the guy was. Just a complete stranger. 70-year-old man who had just had lunch, an Easter lunch with his family.
Yeah. Yeah. So the guy went bankrupt. How many Americans have done that? I guess, I mean, we can go through all of this crap about him and what motivated him. How did he get a gun? Has he had, I have not found anywhere any evidence that he had a license to carry the gun or that it was a legal gun. I haven't seen anything. He blamed everything on his girlfriend, of course, because it's always the partner's fault, the romantic things. Look at yourself when you get into situations that you don't like.
But it is a good question about where did he get a gun?
About where he got his gun.
Was a member of whatever this is, the Assertive Community Treatment Team at Beechbrook, which is a mental health organization.
Yeah.
So whether he was working there or he was in treatment there, I'm not sure, but it's, there's obviously something wrong with you if snapping means going out and killing random people. Most people, when you snap, you go out and work out. or you, I don't know,
go get drunk.
Go scream a little bit or something like that.
Mm.
You don't do this. Drunk. Well, I don't know if that's normal people.
But. What, going out and getting drunk?
I don't, get drunk when I'm angry.
No, well, neither do I, but I know a lot of people who do. Or they go shopping.
I have been known to do that.
Yeah.
It's not healthy for your wallet, but it's happened.
Yeah. All right, so I'm coupling this because in my mind today, there are a lot of people who are arrested, charged with things, and the system takes so long to process them. It's a long time before they see justice or we see justice. One of the what's gone on with this guy is obvious what he did, because there is it. Everybody can see it. And that's the age we're in, the social media age. So as an aside, once this fellow is captured, if he's not killed, going through the system should be a lot faster because there's the evidence. And his lawyer can't claim that somebody doctored it or anything because it's been posted from this fellow's site, from his own Facebook page, right? I wouldn't even imagine that somebody would want to repurpose that or resend it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Repost it.
He could try and argue it, but I don't think he would get very far. It was posted on his own social media from, I think, his own phone.
Yeah. All right. So there's another twist to this whole anger business, or what happens. The state of Arkansas trying to carry out a couple of executions this week, but the U.S. Supreme Court delivered a setback to Alabama's plan to resume capital punishment. This is the first time in 12 years. The Supreme Court ruled sparing an inmate just minutes before his death. This is, stop. Look around. The court's decision was the second time Don Davis has been granted a reprieve just before his execution. He was within hours of his death 7 years ago. 7 years ago. This guy was sentenced to die, I believe, in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. So he'd been served his last meal, ready to go down. I don't know why somebody... This is... The man was sentenced for his first execution in 2005, but he was found guilty in the death of a killing in 1990. He broke into this woman's home, shot her with a gun that was there. The governor at the time set out an aggressive schedule for 8 executions. The governor, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong timeline. The governor now wants to clean out, apparently, death row. And so there were 8 executions scheduled for this month. But they don't have the drug. The same drug that you use to put your dog to sleep or any animal to sleep. They don't have that, or they can't use that. Or for some reason or other, I don't know what. This is all so stupid. It really is. And so America inside the country becomes a mockery of justice because of foolishness like this. What the real issue is here, did this person do it or didn't they do it? My problem with the death penalty is that often it shows up that the person who was, especially in some of the older cases, that was guilty or found guilty, wasn't guilty at all. And there's been a study or two or three or four done over the last 30, 40 years, actually. I remember talking about this any number of years ago, back in the 70s, about how the questions of who and where often they become confusing because the police sometimes don't do a great job or the district attorney's office doesn't do a great job, and so people are convicted out of convenience, not because they're guilty. And so in this circumstance, there still is. I'm not sure whether I saw at one point in time an indication that the company that makes this drug stopped making it or stopped selling it, at least for the purposes intended. So they're trying to find another company And there was a company in Europe, it seems to me, that was making the stuff, but they wouldn't sell it because the country didn't believe in the death penalty, so the country wouldn't let them sell it to us. It's just, the whole thing is crazy. Whatever happened is, why is a firing squad cruel and unusual? It's fast and efficient. So if you're absolutely sure and have proven without a shadow of a doubt the person is guilty, then you hang them or you, I mean, hanging people is kind of cool. I think I'm sitting here holding my neck. I don't think that'd be something that I'd want. Well, but, you know, you do the crime, you do the time or whatever it is that is supposed to be the punishment for what you've done. And there are a lot of people who do heinous things like this guy. Even if he didn't kill the other 13 people, he deserves, and that's what, see, the what predicates, this is the hardest part of the question for me. I don't believe in the death penalty, really, because I think there are too many mistakes. And I don't think it does any good. It's not a deterrent. It just isn't in my wheelhouse of options. But the other side of it is some of these things that are done just cry out for vengeance. That's all. And even though I'm not God and you're not God and God ultimately decides what the story is down the road in your next life or whatever happens after you die, still in this life, there ought to be some way of getting punishment that's appropriate. And I don't think we have that. I think there's a lot of confusion there. 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. Yes, see you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, have a flight to Miami Beach or Hollywood. Me, I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in the New York state of mind.
Billy Joel on stage Friday night, singing this song, but it was different because he didn't sing it by himself. He sang it with actor Kevin Spacey. This is his monthly Madison Square Garden show. Listen to this.
Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens, but I know what I'm needing. Don't wanna waste more time. I'm in the New York state of mind.
Billy Joel handed the first verse on stage without any fanfare at all. Just basically walked up and didn't miss a note.
Was so
and Spacey sang the second verse too. It was a 6-minute run. They continued to trade lines. Spacey even captured the moment with an onstage selfie that he took with he and Billy Joel.
Is that making it on social media? I haven't seen him post it.
He hasn't posted it yet.
Hasn't he?
People have been looking for it. Yeah, he hasn't posted it yet.
That's just fun. Isn't this fun? Isn't this kind of stuff is just plain fun. Billy Joel paid tribute to Jay Giles. Remember last week he died? So he did Centerfold, and that was in the middle of him singing River of Dreams. This is interesting. Do we have, well, most of the stuff, if you get a recording of it, it's probably not going to be. Do we have that recording, or this is just a regular?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Must have been fun. That kind of stuff I love. Especially when it's something that's unexpected like that. So good for the two of them. I'm sure they had fun. I bet the audience had a fabulous time.
They must have loved it. Sounds like they loved it.
Yeah, right. All right, here's something that's not so cool. Here's an alumni of The Voice, Megan Lindsay, taking to Instagram over the weekend to document a spider bite that left a hole in her face. Bitten by a brown recluse spider. She's been documenting this for the last couple of months. Quote, it's been confirmed that I was bitten by a brown recluse spider, one of the most poisonous spiders in our country. I'm still dealing with a wound on my face, but I finally found the right meds to control the nerve pain. These spiders, you never can tell what's going to wander around in hotels, maybe even in your own home. So imagine the excruciating nerve pain. This is a poisonous...
They're worse than any other spider, right? Isn't that worse than like the black widow and everything?
I don't know. They don't need,
there's two
don't
that are
better.
There's the brown spider and there's one other one that are the most poisonous. A friend of mine got bitten by a brown spider on his leg and he ended up in the hospital for a week. His whole leg was completely bruised and it was really scary. They didn't know if he was going to keep his leg. I mean, it's dangerous.
Last night, musically, we don't have any music, I don't think, from it. It's not worth it. I started to watch the Bee Gees on CBS. There was a tribute to them.
Oh, yeah. They had a
every
special
talk to the musician.
Night.
It was awful.
I don't know. Our friend Rich McFadden was grooving to it last night.
Yeah. 28 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I moved to Boston when I was 2. There was 14 of us in a 4-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number 1 by Inc.com and number 2 by Forbes.com. This 2-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water?
More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tears today, just smiles. How do you do? Happy stuff going on. Well, maybe not everything is happy, but the focus is on the good, the bad, and the ugly here. Let's mix a little of it all together. 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, the Good Day Hour of me piping off, taking three or four issues, and then spending a good deal of time with an analytical point of view. Hopefully there is analysis and not analysis paralysis. So I've been thinking about United Airlines a lot, and we've talked a good deal about it here and there. They go from the penthouse to the outhouse in customer relations in about a week. They've had three or four incidents, a couple of them well reported, a couple of them not. And I remember reading about a month ago that the CEO of United Airlines, his name is Oscar Munoz, was given the PR Week, it's a magazine in the industry, PR Week's Communicator of the Year Award. And there was a big press release that was done. A lot of people in the news media got it. And I remembered seeing this in the back of my mind. I thought, my heavens, as I rolled back around, because you get so focused on what's in front of you, you forget perhaps what was behind you. So I remember seeing this press release, this article about him and what a great job he's doing presenting the purpose and intention of United Airlines. And then all of this stuff happened, and I think to myself, here's a guy, is this is there something about this that in the universe he got what he was, he got what he deserved? And to the airline, I believe in action and reaction, point and counterpoint. Things happen for a reason. I don't know, and I can't tell you that I am sure of what the reason is. I'm sure there are a lot of great employees at United who feel very upset when, you know, if you tell somebody now that you work, even a captain at United Airlines, you become the point or the brunt of a joke. And then I was thinking about Don Imus. I mentioned him, what was it, last Friday I talked about Imus? I think Kara Schillen is in the studio in our
control room. I think that was, what did you say, it was the 10th anniversary?
Yeah.
Of the women's, the
Rutgers women's basketball thing. And he had just gotten an industry award for being a leader in the industry a week or two before his comeuppance. And then Dan Rather, who reported a story about George W. Bush's military service that actually got him fired from CBS, took a while for them to do it. But he'd just gotten a reporter's award or a Yan Anchors award or something like that. Same with Brian Williams.
So does that mean those people didn't deserve those awards, or does it mean that anyone can make mistakes and that we're all, it's possible for us, even if we're at the top of our game, to all fail and
well,
go to the bottom?
It isn't failure so much as making a mistake. So this guy at United Airlines and Don Imus and Dan Rather and Brian Williams and how many you can find people like this in your own life who make mistakes, and it becomes an example of a number of things. One of them is you can spend years, decades, 30 years. The slogan at United has been fly the friendly skies, right? Most everybody knows and remembers United was the home of the friendly skies. And then you see this video, it destroys 30 years. Is it appropriate? Again, I go back to there's a read here on this that is more important. There's one mistake or two mistakes, or maybe there are mistakes that haven't been caught. I said there were four problems. Two of them haven't been well reported on at United, and a couple of them have been. But why all of a sudden United? Do you think this kind of stuff never happens at American or at Delta? No, apparently it doesn't happen at Delta because they've got a good policy. And American is kind of cleaning up. As I said that when I was coming back from the West Coast on Saturday night, I said to one of the flight attendants, you know, I feel a little bit better about American than I have. They seem to be, either I'm getting used to the way they do stuff, or it does seem like they're trying to address some of the problems they have. It's a huge operation. Imagine all these airplanes. United and American together have like 1,450 planes. That's a lot of planes. And they move millions of people every day. Just alone in the airport, the Hartsfield Airport down in Atlanta, do you know there are 1,000 landings and takeoffs a day there? 1,000. That's about 3 planes a minute. They got 3 runways, 3 planes a minute in and out. That's a lot of management. So there are bound to be problems. And so I'm not trying to give these guys, I mean, I don't think he deserved what he got. I don't think any of these guys really deserved what they got. And I remember talking about them sort of raising my eyebrows. But the careers that they've had, Munoz probably loses his job over this. He may be a good manager, maybe not. He's not smart with the PR, hasn't been, in this circumstance. Focusing on his customers first, not his employees. And that's a hard road to travel because you know, you can't become a good company if you don't have good employees. So he's trying to look out for the employees, and he doesn't pay attention to the customers. And, you know, in that PR, in the first stunt, when he said, oh, we understand it was a problem, then he sends an email to his employees saying, this guy was a bad guy, and that went everywhere, and so he had to eat his words. Imus as well, they had to eat. All these people had to eat their words. Dan Rather, Brian Williams, they all had to eat their words. But they're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So why do they have this? Why is it the hungers like the gladiators? Is there a psychosis in the human mind that likes to see people knocked off of their pedestal? or knocked off of their position or whatever it is. I don't know. It's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. Just some food for thought as I was thinking about all of these things that are flying around in front of us. One of the things that people are talking about is the situation in North Korea. The North Koreans haven't backed down after the president said that Kim Jong-un's country has to behave. That was during the egg roll yesterday. The ambassador says, the ambassador from North Korea says that nuclear war is a real threat. What kind of nuts there? It got squashed like a bug. How can they even, are they that? I just don't understand how, again, these people think, but they're all, there's so many crazy people in the world. So meanwhile, Mike Pence is over there talking with the troops, and he says all options are on the table, as we hear in this report.
Vice President Mike Pence started his 10-day tour throughout the Asia-Pacific region and South Korea, and the main topic of conversation was the nation's neighbor to the north. While visiting the demilitarized zone, he reiterated the United States' dedication to a denuclearized Korean peninsula. He said that process would start with negotiations, but, quote, all options are on the table. He went on to say, President Trump has made it clear that the patience of the United States and our allies in this region has run out, and we want to see change. Pence's statements come one day after North Korea's latest missile test failed. According to CNN, Pence plans to discuss North Korea at every stop on his tour, and he could even touch on possible military options.
So, the North Korean leader, by the way, who's a chain smoker, apparently an alcoholic, way overweight. I just found out a bunch of stuff about this kid. A kid, what is he, in his mid to late 30s now? And has legions of, he spends so much money on women and things. He doesn't have much time to be a quote-unquote leader. But yet everybody around him is afraid to counter him because he has a gun, and if he doesn't like you, he shoots you. Anyway, the whole business is pretty sickening. Moving down the peninsula to South Korea, former South Korean president been formally charged with a scandal they got her removed from office last month. Remember that? She was indicted yesterday on counts of bribery, abuse of power, coercion, sharing state secrets. She and her confidant accused of extorting money from 18 companies, including Samsung, in return for political favors. So she got $68 million out of it, and that was much to get her out. So some of the people are, that's one of the reasons that we're spending as much time there as we are our interest, because there's a question about how solid the government is in South Korea at the moment. All right, there's no question that we have right now one of the best religionists of all time, perhaps. I'm not talking about Jesus, I'm talking about Pope Francis, who had some interesting things to say at Easter Mass, which we will talk about next year on Good Day. It's 44 past the hour.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria.
Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, so I was talking about Pope Francis, who's my favorite. I'm not Catholic. I've not had a lot of use for the practice of the Catholic religion. I just think, well, I don't have much use for religion, period, frankly. I believe strongly in a faith. But here's a guy that goes beyond the faith, I think, and sets a fabulous example. I've used him as, in my mind, we're short of leadership in our world. This guy is the best leader in the world. And he went off script at Mass on Sunday. Here's what he talked about.
Pope Francis went off script Easter Sunday, encouraging his followers to trust their faith despite the violence and growing tension around the world. Normally, the Pope doesn't give a homily during Easter Mass. Instead, he'll wait for his noon message, which he delivers from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. This year, though, he broke with that tradition. In the unscripted homily, Pope Francis said Easter brings a positive sign in the midst of so many calamities. Later in the morning, the Pope delivered his expected remarks from the balcony of the Basilica, where he spoke against oppressive regimes, calling the Syrian population, quote, prey to a war that continues to sow horror and death. He also called for world leaders to have, quote, the courage they need to prevent the spread of conflicts and to put a halt to the arms trade. Easter Sunday visitors were met with stricter security measures than usual. Vatican officials said threats against the Pope, as well as recent attacks in London and Stockholm, called for their heaviest security checks ever for a public event in Vatican City.
Just a fabulous example of how doing good and thinking good thoughts and following those thoughts do so much. Is he able almost single-handedly to overcome the North Koreas of the world and the Syrias of the world and the Afghanistans of the world and people like this guy that shot this innocent civilian in Cleveland now? Well, but he's a balance, and that's what we need, is more balance. God love the Pope. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ah, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to overview a new way of avoiding United Airlines in the technology department. We'll get to that and a couple of other things. Google's trying to fix a few things. I'll just say hello to a lot of different items, as many things as we can get in here time-wise. If you're hiring, may I suggest that you learn with us what a lot of people who listen to this program have been doing to find the best job or the best candidates, because it works both ways. You can find a job or you can post a job at ziprecruiter.com/DJV. You want to find the perfect hire? You want to post your job on all the top job sites? Of course you do. That's what you do with ziprecruiter.com/DJV. Post your job to these hundreds of job sites, social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And it only takes one single click. It's really cool. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It has been used, ZipRecruiter, used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small businesses, medium-sized businesses. The right person comes to you quickly. No juggling the emails or calls to your office. Just get on board. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get the right person at the right time, right circumstance for everything. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, so there's a technical way. We haven't talked yet today about United and all the foolishness. Another couple got booted off of a plane in Houston over the weekend. Tell you that story maybe later. But if you want to not have to, if you want to protest United and the way they run
their business. How can you do that, Victoria?
Well, it's a simple thing, but this story just keeps going and going. I don't know when this is going to end. But so if you want to deny United Airlines your business completely, there's a new Google Chrome extension. It's just basically a download, and what it does is when you search for flights for your next trip, it will give you all of the normal search results on Expedia or Yahoo or wherever you search, and it will purposely leave out United Airlines. You won't see any results from United at all, so you won't even be tempted to buy tickets for United. And the person who started this said, corporations can treat you poorly because you'll eventually forget that you were ever mad. It's not a bad point.
That's right.
And he said, welcome to the United States of humanity. And so he's the one who designed this free extension and or download. And essentially, that's all it does. Mm-hmm. The only problem, though, is if you ever do change your mind about it, it's a little bit more complicated to fix that part. But yes, so that's a free download on Google Chrome right now. It's called Drop United.
All right, so Google is also making news because they're making a play at becoming a personal stylist. How are they going to do that? This sounds okay, so you got style ideas, but you're not going to get your hair done by going online to Google.
No, this is for fashion. So when you search certain things on Google, they've updated their image search results so that you'll get it's an easier way to shop. You'll actually get in the style ideas section. It's brand new. It's street style photos of that look like they're coming from a magazine. So you can see all kinds of accessories and fashion looks and things like that, and you can actually shop those individual clothing. It's almost like a shoppable catalog, but Google has aggregated all of these pictures and whatever the latest trends are, and then it's now making it a step easier for you to go, oh yeah, that's the purse that I would like, and then you click on that, and then you have all these options on how and where to buy it. So it's kind of interesting that they've expanded the similar items as well and different price points. So Google really wants to be the one-stop shop for everything now. They want everyone to stay right on their search engine and shop through them, which means there probably is some sort of back-end deal that Google is making money off of every time you click through, and then you buy an item, they're making money from it.
All right, say hello to Hyperloop One, which some say is the future of commuting. Fortune reports that Hyperloop One has presented a plan for a high-speed tube that could ferry passengers between locations at 700 miles an hour. So that means if they do this between New York City and Washington, take you 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
Huh?
That's amazing.
3 hours on a train. It's the magnetic levitating pods on the trains. They're using this in Japan now. This has been an idea that has been going back and forth for about 10, 12, 14 years. And so now the former head of the D.C. Department of Transportation says, I think it's going to become a reality. And it's the maglev, they call it. It's really, you see how it works. It's sort of magnetics working backwards. If that makes any sense. Does that make any sense?
Like reverse magnets?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What propels the train, electromagnetic tubes they're in, and that just pushes it faster and faster. Imagine going 300 and something miles an hour in a train. How does it stay on the track? And that's what the maglev is all about. So sooner rather than later, that'll be coming to...
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.